Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
On these daily devotionals, usually I read a verse or two and we talk about it. But today I'm going to read to you five verses from 1 Samuel chapter 5. The reason why I'm reading five verses to you, which is going to take just a little bit longer, is because this is such a great story. I want you to hear it right from the pages of Scripture. It's about when the Philistines captured the Ark of the Covenant. All right, here we go. 1 Samuel chapter 5, verses 1 through 5. We read this. Then the Philistines took the Ark of God and brought it from Ebenezer to Ashdod. When the Philistines took the Ark of God, they brought it into the temple of Dagon and set it by Dagon. And when the people of Ashdod arose early in the morning, there was Dagon fallen on its face to the earth before the Ark of the Lord. So they took Dagon and set it in its place again. And when they arose early the next morning, there was Dagon fallen on its face to the ground before the Ark of the Lord. The head of Dagon and both the palms of its hands were broken off on the threshold. Only Dagon's torso was left of it. Therefore, neither the priest of Dagon nor any who come into Dagon's house tread on the threshold of Dagon in Ashdod to this day. Five verses from 1 Samuel chapter 5. Now, because the Israelites trusted in superstition more than in the living God, the Ark of the Covenant was captured in battle. When the Philistines captured the Ark, they brought it into the house of Dagon and set it by Dagon. No doubt, the Philistines were overjoyed and were confident in the superiority of their God over the God of Israel. They faced the God of Israel in battle and believed that their God, Dagon, delivered them and defeated Israel. Now the Ark of the Covenant of Israel's God stood as a trophy in the temple of their god, Dagon. The Philistine victory seemed complete. Now, Dagon was a strange kind of god. He was represented with a half-man, half-fish figure, and he was said to be the father of Baal. They thought Dagon stood for the life-giving principle of nature. And because fish have lots of baby fish, they thought that a fish was a good representation of Dagon. So they put the Ark of God into Dagon's temple. And in the morning, there was Dagon fallen on its face to the ground before the Ark of the Lord. God's glory had not departed at all. God was more than able to glorify himself among the Philistines and their pagan gods. God made this statue of Dagon bow down in worship before him. It shows us an important principle. God will glorify himself. Sometimes when men disgrace the glory of God, we fear that God will go without his glory. We think that maybe the glory has departed. But when men and women will not glorify God, God will find a way to glorify himself. The next morning, as we read in our verses, it was even worse for the Philistine priests. The head of Dagon and both the palms of its hands were broken off on the threshold. Only the torso of Dagon was left of it. Imagine the horror of the Philistine priests when they entered the temple of Dagon the next morning. They not only saw their God bowing down before the Lord, they also saw the image broken. It was hard to account for such an accident 2 days in a row, and for the broken head and hands of Dagon. After seeing the superiority of the God of Israel, these Philistine priests had a choice. They could turn from their weak, inferior god Dagon and begin serving the mighty, superior Lord of Israel, or They could make a religious tradition instead. They chose the religious tradition. That's why it says in our verses, "Therefore, neither the priests of Dagon nor any who come into Dagon's house tread on the threshold of Dagon in Ashdod to this day." These Philistine priests, like men confronted with the truth today, rejected God despite the evidence, not because of the evidence. They wanted to believe it was just an accident. Now, how could they believe anything so ridiculous? Because worshiping the Lord instead of Dagon meant a huge change in their thinking and in their living. The Philistine priests were unwilling to make those changes. It was easier to just take Dagon, set him back in his place again, glue the broken pieces together, and set Dagon up as God again. Listen, propping Dagon up and gluing him together might be easier than changing your life and your thinking, but it's never better. Hey, let's always determine, we're going to worship a God who can never be broken. We're going to give the right place of worship to the Lord God, the creator of heaven and earth, the God who has manifested himself in Jesus Christ. And we're going to worship him today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.